Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and I am joined today with a special guest, Sander Jep. Sander, good morning, Sander. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Gary. How are you?
Doing well. And you guys may remember Sander. Sander came on and sort of helped launch the entire laser phosphor revolution about a year ago when everybody started talking about laser phosphor projectors. And Sony was the first kind of company to pioneer that segment of projectors, one of those first. And Sander's the senior product manager of display products or professional display products at Sony. And at ISC, Sander, although you weren't there, your projectors were there. And you specifically, I would like for you to focus on two things that I saw at ISC that I think are interesting that our listeners would probably want to hear about. Because number one, the video processing that Sony has in 4K was unbelievable. It looked amazing at the show. And obviously, Sony's known for their video processing. And then I want you to talk about the projector that shoots backwards, which I thought was kind of interesting. So if we could start with your 4K sort of launch at ISC, would you be willing to do that?
Yes, sir. Actually, at ISC, we showed our VPL GTZ 270 4K projector, which is a mouthful. The 4K projector is 5,000 lumen laser phosphor. It's native 4K, 4096 by 2160. One of the things that makes this projector unique is its ability to do over 90% of rect 2020 color space, DCI color space, and the ability to accept a DisplayPort 1.2 signal, which means I can receive over one cable a 444 color bit depth 4K signal. So in other words, full 4K resolution, no color truncation, full bandwidth color, which is a rather unique projector in the industry. And with the laser phosphor technology and our SXRD 4K imagers, gives it incredible pictures, over 20,000 to 1 contrast ratio. So obviously, you can visit our website, www.sony.com/projectors, and you'll see more about this projector and its sister model, the GTZ 280, which we are in the process of launching right now.
Well, the key there is the 444, because most 4K projectors on the market do 442 or 420 or 422 at 60 hertz for 4K. So the fact that you do 4.4, now that's assuming that they're getting the signal to you 4.4, because one of the things we've been cautioning all of our readers and listeners about is there's a whole lot of 4K processing products that don't do 4.4.4. So there's a lot of color bit depth crushing, I guess you would say, or so that what you may be getting a signal in 4.4.4 off of your original source, processing it through a matrix switcher or another kind of switcher, and coming out at 4.2.0. So with your projector, they need to make sure they're getting 444 switching products and distribution products to get the signal to your projector, right?
Right. And, you know, a lot of this is a bit of a chicken and egg kind of thing. You know, you need all the nuts and bolts to make it all work together. But the graphics cards companies are also coming out with cards and processors that are doing it. So you'll see more and more products that go between those two become available now that we're out with a display that's doing it and the graphics cards are out with cards that are putting it out.
Yeah, one of the I want to kind of switch gears a little bit, and hopefully everyone will go to sony.com/projectors, look at that, or you can go to sony.com/laser. You have a great educational site on this and how the technology works, is that you had a projector that shoots backwards, and there's been a big movement of when do you switch from using a flat panel display to a projector, or when will flat panel displays take over projectors. But what we have seen in recent years is, because of the price difference, that there are a lot of applications that people are using projectors in, digital signage applications, a small meeting room, huddle room applications, where they're still using a projector because the projector is still significantly, and the screen is significantly less expensive than a 90-inch, 100-inch, or larger flat panel. And in this case, you have a projector that actually shoots backwards. So explain how that works.
Actually, the projector you saw is an existing chassis, VPL FHZ 60 series, with an option lens. It's an ultra short throw lens that essentially, to your point, shoots backwards. The projector is mounted at the bottom of the screen or at the top of the screen, and then the light reflects off the lens back to the screen. It's a 0.3:1 throw ratio, roughly. It's a power zoom, power focus lens. The cool thing about it with laser phosphor is, to your point, a lot of people would use projectors in applications for a huddle room, public signage, what have you. The downside of projectors is the maintenance issue. And that's where flat panels always had the huge advantage. Well, since these are laser phosphor projectors, we kind of take that out of the equation, so to speak. It's still very much an economical advantage. The other nice thing about it is I have a variance of size. I have flexibility of what size I can do because of how I position the projector with the lens and the zoom feature. Whereas flat panels, you're kind of locked into certain sizes, and hopefully that size fits your wall because there's no alternative in between. And it's much easier to install. Flat panels, when you get over 100 inches, are somewhat difficult to install because of the weight and physically getting them into the room and a lot of other challenges that you run into.
And that's the lens. The lens is, I believe, is a VPLL-3003.
VPLL-3003, and yes, we actually have about 8 projectors that will fit on both lamp and laser based, and then it goes anywhere from 4,100 lumens up to 6,000 lumens. So there's a lot of flexibility of which model, which brightness, that lens can go on to. And the nice thing is the projectors and the lens coupled together have both optical and digital geometry correction, which from an installation point of view makes things a lot easier. Invariably, no wall, no mount, nothing's ever perfectly square. And when you talk about ultra short throw, any kind of mechanical error is magnified and causes geometry issues typically. And with these corrections, that takes a lot of that out, which makes, from an install point of view, much easier, much quicker, much less expensive.
Yeah, and one of the things that Sony was saying at ISC was that there's a lot of cases where you would have normally had to put in a screen to project on this because you'd have to use the screen to be able to shimmy the wall to make it flat because the walls aren't built exactly perfectly. With this projector,
right.
With this lens, you can actually shoot it on a wall and color correct for that, or use something like a paint that is a screen paint and not have to use a screen. I'm not telling people to not use screens, but I mean there are applications where that would actually work.
Yeah, and one, especially if you're doing like digital signage or some sort of public display, invariably some fool will go up and do something to the surface. So if it's painted on screen, it's much easier to repair or replace than
exactly. So, well, to get more information on those, all you have to do is go to sony.com/projectors or sony.com/laser to get the education.
As far as the screen material, one of the things that we've found, or people have told us, especially with public displays or public viewing areas, it's nice to be able to just use a paint on screen, because screen material tends to get damaged in public areas, either maliciously or inadvertently, whereas if the paint on surface just gets damaged, you can simply repaint it. And the ultra short throw lens with the correction just makes this install without the screen much, much easier to do.
And that lens is now shipping, right? The 3003 lens is shipping?
Yep, the VPLL-3003 lens is shipping, and you can see the lens. There's some tutorials on how the lens works and how one installs it on our website, which is, again, www.sony.com/projectors.
Okay, good. And that lens, I believe you said, works on 6 different models of projectors?
Let me count them in my head real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes.
Yeah. So that covers different resolutions and different light outputs too, from some 3,000 to approximately 6,500 lumens.
Yeah. 31 to 6,000 lumen brightness, WXGA and WUXGA resolutions, and actually even lamp-based and laser phosphor-based.
Yeah, so more information on that at sony.com/projectors. And, of course, like I said, go to sony.com/laser to understand how laser phosphor projectors work and sort of the difference in their color processing as well with this new 4K projector. Sandra, I appreciate you joining me today, and I hope people do, because I think there's, as we talked about offline, there's a big movement towards laser projection, not just because of colorimetry, but because they last forever. I mean, the fact that you don't have to change lamps and you don't have to touch them is a huge deal, and I think it's definitely clear that that's the future of majority of projection.
Yep, totally agree. So,
yeah. Well, everyone, thanks for listening to my daily rants and raves, and you can check out all this online at ravepubs.com.